Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to today's show. Got another great one for you where we welcome Dr. Linda Spann. And Dr. Spann specializes in coaching and therapy for lesbian and LGBTQ relationships and puts an emphasis on erasing the stigma of addressing mental health concerns so you can have healthy relationships. And today we talk about ways to reconnect and pivot on a dime, as Dr. Spann says. And you're going to love today's episode because it's super actionable, quick tips of things that you can do today to reconnect with your partner. And some of them are simple, some are things you've heard of, but we can always use reminders. But there's some new ones that I really love and some different perspectives that Dr. Spann brings in for us to think about and implement today. So I always love those super actionable tips that we can just get off the podcast and implement right away. So really appreciate Dr. Spann coming on the show. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Enjoy today's episode. Hi, Dr. Spann. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Chase. Thanks for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about a few different things, but in the pre-show, you and I were talking and you said you wanted to share some tips on how couples can reconnect. And particularly, you said something that they could do tonight. And I always love super actionable things that we can bring into our relationship. So let's start by talking about some ways that we can reconnect and warm things up tonight if we want to.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do, Chase, is to help couples figure out how to pivot into connection on a dime, little things that they can do in the moment that can bring back a sense of connection and warmth in the relationship. So let me just start with one that I have in mind. And that is if you will make a commitment today to hug your partner 7 to 10 times. I know that sounds like a whole lot of times, but there's such magic in human hugs. The hugs have been found to, we release the love hormone of oxytocin. They've been found to help us regulate and calm each other down. They have a way of melting away the insecurities and fears that build up. And so my challenge is, for those listening, to go ahead and give your partner 7 hugs between now and bedtime.
That is great. And it's simple, but it can create a feeling of warmth. And so often we just get stuck in our routines. We got work, maybe there's kids, and we don't take the time to pause and do that because you're busy making dinner, getting ready to go to work, getting the kids ready for school. So it's simple, but it can be super effective.
Yes, I agree. Now, I have another idea. This one may sound counterintuitive, but my challenge is that you don't say I love you to your partner today. Do not say I love you. Instead, what I want you to do is to think a little bit outside of the box, get creative. That phrase, I love you, can become so routinized, so mundane sounding almost. So I'm, like pass me the salt. And so I do not want you to say I love you. Instead, I want you to look for some new ways to let your partner know that they're special to you, that you really dig what they're doing, that you appreciate them. So instead of saying, I love you, you can just tell your partner how hot they look and what they're wearing, or cook their favorite meal and light a couple of candles. Play your favorite song right before bed. Do some things like that. Find a way to communicate the spirit of you mean so much to me without using that phrase.
That is a great one. And maybe the show's title will be Why You Should Not Say I Love You. That'll grab people's attention. But no, it's such a good thing. Sometimes in the arts, I've heard that they say, you know, restrictions and boundaries can actually spur creativity. Because if you don't have endless options for expressing your love, because the most simple default thing in a relationship will be to say, hey, I love you. And like you said, it loses its meaning. So by taking that out, that in a sense is a big restriction. And now we have to say, I love you through our actions or through cooking a meal or through writing a nice note that doesn't say I love you, but something else, right? So I think taking that perspective, not just today when you try not to say I love you, but all the time can be so valuable.
Yeah. And I love your idea of writing a note. I think writing a love letter or a love note is a really special way to not say I love you.
What are some other things that we can do to pivot on a dime, like you expressed, and create that connection?
Yeah. So a great pivot on a dime is to turn up the tunes and to break into some dance with your partner. You know, a lot of times we go through life without having much fun on a routine basis. But if you can take even 10 minutes to cue up a couple of your favorite songs, move the furniture out of the way, and just dance for a little while, your kids will love seeing it. You will reconnect both in your heart and in your body. And it's just a nice way to kind of turn up the sparks a little bit in your relationship. And I do think that if you can play what you refer to as our song, that's an extra special way to have some fun on the dance floor.
I love that. And I have to admit, I've been a podcast listening junkie for years. And then I realized that music has kind of gone out of my life, because all of my audio consumption was audiobooks and podcasts, which was great. I was learning a lot, entertained. And I realized that music was gone. And when I was in college, I listened to it a lot. And in the last year or so, I've gone back into listening to music. And it's simple, but it's so powerful in eliciting a certain mood or feeling, whether you're by yourself or with your partner. And like you said, that playing our song or something fun while you're cooking dinner, instead of maybe you listen to the New York Times a daily when you cook dinner or breakfast every morning, that's nice. But switching it up and having music in your life and dance is a great thing to do.
Yeah, and it takes you out of the more serious part of your brain and into that kind of that nonverbal part of your brain that's very emotional, and you can connect without having to use language. And it's fun. And it always helps to move our bodies too, right? That puts us in a better mental place when we're moving our bodies.
I love it. So crank up the tunes tonight.
Yes.
While you're giving your partner a hug, we can kill two birds with one stone.
Love it. Yeah. On a more serious note, I would suggest that one thing that could be so meaningful to your relationship is if you'll finally address your partner's biggest complaint about you. So I've done lots of sort of organic research on this in the therapy room. And it turns out that most of us know what our partner's biggest complaint about us is, yet we often don't address it. So today you can make such a difference by thinking, what is their biggest complaint about me? And then doing something about it. So, you know, if their biggest complaint is that you shut down a conversation, then I encourage you to stay present. If your partner's biggest complaint is that you never or you rarely help out with the chores around the house, then surprise them and do some laundry or clean up the dishes tonight. Whatever it is, do something about it. That is going to score so many points. And chances are that your partner will move toward you.
Is that something that you should just do and not maybe ask your partner? Or can it be either or?
I would say do it and surprise them, because a lot of times what you might hear is if you like telegraph it by saying, oh, did you notice I did this or I'm going to do it, then it takes some of the joy out because your partner's, you know, they're very frustrated. They're not, they're going to feel like you're trying to score some points for something that in their mind you should be doing anyway. So I say, don't talk about it, just do it.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach, integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not gonna lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated, and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at H-E-R-O www.mindfulmeals.co.
Love it. All right. So we're going to blast some music, give our partner a hug, and take out the garbage without them asking. We're checking off some good things. What are some other things we can do to reconnect?
I think it goes a long way to move into some positivity, such as complimenting your partner. We end up taking each other so much for granted, but after all, most of us are motivated by reward systems. So take the time to let your partner know something that you appreciate about them, compliment them on how they look. Now, don't BS this. I mean, you have to be genuine in your compliments, but find something that you can genuinely compliment your partner for. Catch them doing something right and let them know that you appreciate that. Tell them they look great in that outfit or whatever it is. Find a way for a genuine, heartfelt compliment.
That's so valuable because I think a lot of times, obviously, if someone's tuning into this, they're looking to improve their relationship. And a lot of times on the show, I'll talk about conflict resolution and things around that. And that's super important because we're going to have conflict. But those are more dealing with the negativity. And so I love that being able to shift and saying, okay, I know how to deal with conflict, or I'm trying to deal with it better. I'm listening to this show, getting tools, reading books, but what are some things I can do kind of proactively when we're not in conflict? And those are really the things we're talking about, but giving that compliment, it's unsolicited. We don't have to do these things. We don't have to hug our partner, play the music, give the compliment, but they're to me more on the positive side of things than is usually talked about on the show, because conflict is so hard and it's hard to navigate and we do need lots of tools, but it's pretty simple to say, play music, hug your partner and tell them something nice, but we don't do it. So these are important reminders.
Yeah. And there's no excuse not to do a few of these because it's not brain surgery. I was going to say it's not rocket surgery. you can do these things very easily.
So we got complimenting our partner. What are some other things we could think about?
Yeah. So on a slightly more serious note, as you think about improving maybe communication, I have a couple of tips on that. And one of them is to make a commitment just for today to really speak your truth all day long. Now, I'm not talking about truth telling. So, of course, I don't want you to lie, but it's more than that. It's about, think of the things that maybe you've been avoiding telling your partner about, maybe because you're afraid it could lead to conflict or an argument or they're not going to understand you. That's really what I'm talking about is lean into the courageous, vulnerable part of yourself and just let it out. Talk about the things that are on your mind. And you can do that from a place of kindness without being accusatory or blaming. But it can make such a difference if you're willing to speak authentically about what's on your mind. It will put you in alignment with yourself. And it will keep your relationship from going stale and stagnant because you're just not talking. So that's the speaker side of communication. The other thing that you can do is to really, I don't know what to call it. I would say make the term "be curious" your mantra for the day. And that means that as you're the listener, when your partner's talking to you, really lean into curiosity and inquisitiveness. That will make you just a top-notch listener, and it positions you to really get to that place of empathy, which, after all, is what we're all looking for when we open up in communication, is to land in the pool of empathy. So make "be curious" your mantra, as well as "I'm going to speak my truth today, all day." And then if it goes well, do it tomorrow and the day after.
Absolutely. And yeah, you mentioned it a little bit, but when you're speaking your truth, doing it kindly and obviously, and using I statements is probably going to be really valuable. So you're not like, oh, I listened to Dr. Spann on the podcast and she's like, speak your truth. And then you're just going to go with your partner and say, you do this, you do that. And obviously we don't want that happening, but really asking ourselves, what is it that we're avoiding? It can be such a valuable thing because I think that can build up resentment. We haven't shared with our partner authentically. It's just something that's been sitting there, and getting that off your chest and opening up to your partner is going to release some things in the relationship. And maybe if it's building up resentment, that's going to be the path to healing it.
That's right. And that opens up loving communication. And you're absolutely right that this has to come from a place of, this is about me, not about you. And that's how you stand to deepen your own self understanding. So don't criticize and don't blame. Keep it about you when you're speaking your truth.
And I love being curious as a mantra, as you shared, because I feel it's one thing that I'm working on when listening is, rather than thinking about how we're going to respond or why our partner is wrong and I'm right, instead, if we're listening from a place of curiosity is really a good way to describe it. And then ask, you know, our partner might say something like, hey, I hate it when you don't plan the date night, this and that. And our natural response, at least mine, is defensiveness of, well, I don't do it because of this. But if I can switch and have that mantra of curiosity, then my question might be, oh, I'm sorry. How often would you like to have a date night? You know, tell me more.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the quickest way to avoid conflict and argument. Curiosity, you know, leaning into that keeps us out of that, our natural defensiveness, wanting to defend or complain about something our partner is doing. So I think it's magical.
Well, we've gone over some great ways to reconnect that we can implement today. Are there any others that you want to share?
Well, you mentioned date night. I think that planning a date night, there can be so much fun in the planning. And of course, you know, all of our relationships are in such dire need of attention on one another. The only way to nurture the growth is if we take a pause and really tune into each other and put the cell phones away and find a way to have fun together and to, you know, take a break from the routine and also from talking about problems, but really just go have some fun together. And it doesn't have to be expensive. So I think that planning a date night and having a weekly date night is an amazing way to keep a relationship nurtured. So I encourage all of my clients to make a commitment to date night.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe. I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
And yeah, being curious with your partner of asking them, maybe that's not something that you have, or maybe it's something that happens occasionally, and you could start by planning, but then also getting to the root of your expectations around a date night. Maybe one partner would like a date night weekly and the other, they want it twice a week or less often. So getting clear on your expectations around that and sharing that with your partner can be super important as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I have one last tip, and this doesn't require any kind of planning at all, but that is, for goodness sakes, do something novel this evening. Get out of the routine. We know from science that novelty sparks dopamine in our brain, and that's one of the happy hormones, right? So find a way to mix it up this evening. Do something novel that you haven't done before or at least in a while. And that, I promise, is going to help you feel better. It's going to bring some excitement into the relationship. It may even spark some of the love between you. And it also will help you feel more secure. So instead of plopping down in front of the TV tonight, you know, consider going on a moonlit walk or mixing some fun drinks that you haven't had before. It can be anything, but as long as it's something that's new and novel to both of you.
I love it, Dr. Spann. So these are some great things that we can implement today. I'm all about super actionable tips. So thank you so much for sharing. And before we wrap up, in the pre-show, we were talking about how recently you've started to specialize in working with lesbian couples and the LGBTQ community. And so I'd love for you to share with our listeners that may identify with this, maybe some things that are particular, or we talked a little bit about mental health surrounding these particular communities and what you're seeing as a therapist that might be uniquely valuable insight.
Yeah, thank you for that, this opportunity. Yes, about 3 years ago, I opened up the Lesbian Couples Institute in Denver, and we also offer an online coaching program for lesbian couples all over the U.S., really all over the world. My hope is to, because I am a lesbian myself and I specialize in this group, that really I just have this deep desire to reach out to my community to have accessible therapy and coaching without feeling like, well, is the therapist going to really understand or not? Because I assure you, I do understand. There are the statistics are that there are sometimes more mental health issues in the LGBTQ community, in part because of bullying and, you know, just some of the cultural beliefs around, you know, that homosexuality is somehow wrong or sinful or sick. And so a lot of people struggle with, a lot of people in the community struggle with some more depression or anxiety than the general population. So if that's you or you know somebody that's in this community and they're struggling, give me a call. We're here to help support all couples and all individuals in the LGBTQ community.
That's such a beautiful thing that you're able to offer, obviously, with your unique credentials and perspective, and definitely appreciate that. And I think that's so valuable, and I'm thankful for having you on and being able to share that with our listeners who will now be able to reach out to you. So thank you so much, Dr. Spann, and thank you for all the great actionable tips that you've given us today. Definitely some things that you can take off the headphones after listening to this podcast and go hug your partner, play some music, plan a date night. Lots of great things that we can do today. And they're simple, but there's beauty in the simplicity, and it's important to create action. So thank you so much, Dr. Spann. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online, and then we'll say goodbye?
Yeah, thanks, Chase. The best website is lesbiancouplesinstitute.com. There's a place that you can fill out a contact request, or there's the phone number there. You can just pick up the phone and give me a call. I appreciate the time and getting to be on your podcast, and thank you for all you do for relationships and couples.
Well, thank you, Dr. Spann. Our listeners can find the links in the show notes and at idopodcast.com. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
You're welcome. I had a good time.
As always, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day happy couple challenge. We really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.